You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
In the midst of that, he had an amazing quote by a guy by the name of Larry Randolph, and he said this: while God will always keep his promises to us, he does not promise our potential. There's a difference between the promises of God and our potential, and he does not promise our potential. He promises his promises because that's on him, but our potential is on us.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
Hello, my friends. Blessings and peace on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Troy Brewer here. Welcome to Experiencing Real Life and a special episode that we're recording live from the studios here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas, a podcast that you can listen to in its entirety by simply going to troybrewer.com. Listen, guys, you guys are going to enjoy this because I'm not in here by myself today. I'm in here with a couple of implants, one guy from Ohio, another guy from Indiana, and this last week, we have been preparing here for a long time for something that's happening in Texas right now called Revive Texas. And I actually have some of the guys that represent the boots on the ground, and they're here with us. Pastor Steve, how are you, sir?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, so first of all, tell us who you are and tell us where it is that you come from.
I'm Steve Harbin, and I was a pastor in Versailles, Ohio.
Wow.
Founded a church 23 years ago there. And I've been ministering there for 23 years.
Wow. Well, that explains your twitch. You know, you got this weird twitch because you've been a pastor. Yeah, I understand. This is my 22nd year, and you survived it, by the way. And you're not mean and hateful. That's amazing.
No, not anymore.
Now that you're retired.
After we got out of the ministry and started with Revive, I had an accident happen to me, and I had to go to the doctor, you know. And, of course, they check your blood pressure. And I went in the first time, and your blood pressure's good. What medicine you're on? I'm not on any medicine. And I went in the second time for the checkup again. And they're like, your blood pressure's good. What medicine you're on? I'm not on any. I walked out to my wife, and I said, all I had to do was get out of the ministry.
It's amazing. It's amazing how that's a cure-all for every ailment. Well, I bless you, man. I call you blessed. I know that actually that you're madly in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're also madly in love with people, or else you wouldn't be down here. What are you doing in Texas, brother?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm back in ministry.
Yes.
So I left one ministry just to join another one. And it's because Revive came to Ohio, and we had Revive Ohio. It spread out of Indiana. You'll hear a little bit about Indiana a little bit. Spread out of Indiana into Ohio and came into our county, and I was one of the local churches. So I was a part of bringing it into the city.
Wow.
And into the county. And I never would have expected this. I stood up in front of my congregation one week after it began on Sunday morning, and I said, something's different in your church today. And, you know, they're kind of like, and I said, I am.
Yeah,
and one week it made that much difference in my life and in other members of the church that were a part of it. And so that was good. So from there, my wife was like, you know, maybe we ought to look into this missionary.
She actually liked the new you. Huh?
I don't know what it was. After 38 years of marriage, she wanted something new, I guess. So we started looking into that and went through some real soul searching. But what really I think triggered it for us was the first time I met Kyle Martin and his team from Time to Revive. Being one of the pastors that was bringing them into the county, we got together for a dinner. And they began to share about what Revive was and what it would look like as they brought it into Ohio.
Okay. All right. So, Pastor Steve, let's do this. For everybody that's listening, by the way, there's people listening from coast to coast. How crazy is that? Isn't that cool?
I love it.
And let's do this for everybody that's listening. What is Time to Revive? What is it that you do? And what is the win for you?
The win is always lives brought to Christ.
All right, awesome, awesome.
What we do is, as an Ohioan, we have a team in Ohio, and we want to continue to spread in Ohio. But then when we go to national cities, we bring the teams into the national cities.
Right on.
Of course, Dallas-Fort Worth is a national city
it
and
is.
The largest project that Time to Revive has ever done. So we come in, we train and equip the church in how to go out in the streets and share the gospel.
Hallelujah.
And we make it simple. This is what I missed in 20-some years of ministry. We've tried to make it difficult.
Come on.
And it's so simple. And so we bring the tools, and we invest in your community.
Yes.
And then the hope is
yes.
when we leave, the locals will continue it here, just like we're continuing it in Ohio.
You know what? I want to just tell you, your hope will be fulfilled here. Because Amen. We've been talking about it ever since you guys have showed up. Now, we are already a big-time outreach, big-time evangelical church, but we've already learned so much from you guys. And we are very, we call it, give them the kiss, which means keep it simple, stupid. That's what that means. Right on.
Got
Do
it.
Not mess it up. Do not be a brainiac. Just go out there and love them into Jesus. And keep. But you guys have actually, I'm telling you, you have walked us through. I think that y'all have five simple steps, right on.
Five simple words.
Right on. So five simple words. And the fruit of that is you guys joined us at the Open Door Food Bank, and we'll talk to you about that because you were actually there. But you guys joined us, and we had 19 salvations.
Amen.
On Saturday. I want to tell you, we had over 3,000 salvations last year from January to December 31st.
Hallelujah.
We're at 520 right now.
That's great.
We're at 520.
Yeah, and what is this, April?
Yeah, that's right. So we're and by the way, and that's people actually filling out a card. There's a lot more hands that go up. There's a lot more of those sorts of things. But I mean, in the sense that we can actually follow up, we had over 3,000 salvations last year, and you know, we didn't even realize that there was a salvation revival going on among us until the end of the year. And now the Lord is sending people like you from all over the place. I mean, you guys are not even from here, and y'all are here in Texas trying to reach people for Jesus. And man, I celebrate that, dude. Why would I be resistant to that? Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
We're not here to reinvent the wheel.
Amen.
We're here to come behind you, come beside you, and help you with other ways of doing it. What you're doing is working.
Amen.
And
amen,
then,
amen.
I'm not just talking to your church. I'm talking to church across the board. There's That's a lot right. of ways to do this.
Yes, there is.
But we're bringing tools that make it simple.
Well, I only have about 40 seconds left before the first bank, before the first break. And I recognize, too, there's lots of ways to bring people to Jesus. Jesus never brought anybody, I don't think, the same way into the kingdom. You know, and I've done a big study on all that. Some people, he said, go and sell all that you have. Other people, he said, follow me. Other people, he said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. It all had to do with the lordship. It all had to do with bringing people into the lordship of Christ. My friends, I've only got about 10 seconds left, and you're listening to Troy Brewer, and this is Experiencing Real Life from the studios here at Open Door Church in Big Time Bertelson, Texas. I will be joining you again with the folks from Revive, Texas in 31 seconds.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
All right, my friends, welcome back. Thanks so much for staying with us for that short break. Call you blessed in Jesus' name, and I'm Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life, and I'm in here today with Pastor Steve, and this brother has come all the way down here from Ohio to be a part of something called Revive Texas, and it actually is something that has a national vision, and I want you to restate again exactly what is the vision of, well, what's the name of the organization?
Time to Revive.
Time to Revive. What is that vision, and how are you guys pulling that off?
Well, there's a small vision and a big vision. The big vision is international.
Mm.
The small vision, I guess you could call it a small vision,
wow.
is to train the church, to equip the church, to bring disciples to Christ.
Okay.
And then, you know, not just convert them, but to disciple them.
Yep.
So that they're not just new babes
yep.
with no parents.
Yes.
That's such a waste.
Yes, it is.
And so that is really our heart to do that. The international, I guess, goal is, at vision at some point, is to make the Jews jealous.
Come on. Yes.
Because when the Jews become jealous
yes.
and
yes.
start crying out for Christ,
yes.
he will come.
My gosh, I should have known that there was some wild Jewish thing connected to this thing. I am so pro-Israel. Listen, I'm a rotten old stinking Gentile, and I'm proud of it, okay? I'm a bacon-eating Texan, all right? But I make a pilgrimage to, like, at the beginning of every year, man, you'll find me in Jerusalem, Israel. I'm out there at the beginning of 5777 this last year. I was out there at the Wailing Wall crying out and praying, Lord, make these people jealous. I can't believe that you just said that, because I haven't spoke to you about that.
No,
I haven't.
We've not. No.
So we haven't. Well, that's a huge cry of my heart, man. That just made my baby leap.
We have a Messianic Jew out here with us today.
Do you really?
Hitting the streets with us.
Okay. Well, that's outstanding. I absolutely love that. Okay. So how can you, if you were going to be sharing with our friends on the radio, just the approach of bringing people to Jesus, and what's the relational element of that? And then what's the kind of tactics that you're using? I mean, how do we reach people for Jesus today?
Great question. Four words: love.
Yes.
Listen.
Wow.
Discern. Respond. Mm. Everyone's looking for love. Of course, they're looking, we know the old song, right?
All the wrong places.
But we want to first approach them in love. And, you know, if we go out on the streets, if we accomplish nothing else but to love on someone, we've accomplished
That's
something.
That's right. It's a win. Come on.
It's a win.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
So we go
that.
Out, primarily, we want to love on them.
Yes.
Then we want to strike a conversation with them. And we want to ask them just that very simple question. Like I said, it's simple and we've missed it. How can I pray for you today? Mm. And then listen. And you know, our problem with listening is the minute they say something, we're thinking about the next thing we're going to say.
Right.
We're really not listening. So we try to train people. No, listen to their heart.
Come on.
So love on them. Listen to them.
Discern.
Discern what they're saying and what the Spirit is saying to us before we respond. And so then the tools that we use as we respond, a simple wristband that's got five colors on it, yellow, black, red, blue, and green, and a tabbed Bible that is color-coded with that. So we will hand them a wristband after we've prayed for them, if they let us. If not, we don't push our way in. We only go where we're invited. We're praying that God opens their hearts. We go where we're invited. If they let us pray for them, after we're done praying, we'll say, hey, can I hand you this wristband? Just as a free gift, and every time you look at that, remember somebody prayed for you today.
Hallelujah.
If they'll accept that, a lot of times they'll look at it because it's multicolored and it's got scriptures embedded on it. And I'm like, what's that? Well, have I got 5 minutes of your time that I can walk you through that wristband and what that stands for? If they allow us that opportunity, we hand them a New Testament Bible that's tabbed, and we'll say, well, put your thumb on tab number one and open it to tab number one. And if you would you read the scripture that's there? And it's for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so now we can begin to open that conversation and talk to them and walk them through the five words of the way of salvation, the way to Jesus.
What is amazing to me is that you guys are out there, you're beating the streets and you're bound and determined to be relational with people, to connect with people. I loved what you said. If you don't do anything but love on them, it's a win, because what's real is, you know, a lot of people will not get out and witness, number one, because they don't have the effective tools and they don't have a community that encourages them to do that. And that's not just a part of their walk, which, and by the way, we need to change that.
Yes.
We need to change that. And we need to be naturally supernatural about sharing Jesus everywhere we are 24/7. That's what we need to do. But secondly, behind that is a lot of people are just so afraid of the failure that comes with this. Saying, okay, I'm gonna put my heart out there and it's not going to work. This is what I tell all of my troops. God hasn't called you to be successful in all things. He's called you to be fruitful in all things.
And faithful.
And faithful. That's exactly. Come on. Amen. That's my whole gig right there, is faithfulness. So just in the faithfulness and then in the fruitfulness of that, God calls that a tremendous win.
Amen.
You know, I've got about 50 seconds left until we have our last break here. And I want us, whenever we come back, can we share some of your stories and some of your experiences of what it's like going from state to state? How many states have you been to now doing this?
Well, actually, this is only my second state.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, man, you act like you're a pro with this. So, you know what? You've been doing this for now, what, 2 weeks? This has been going on here?
Yeah, 10 days. This is day number 10.
It's day number 10.
Revive Texas.
And Revive Texas is a 50-day thing.
50-day, Easter to Pentecost.
Wow, from Easter to Pentecost. Okay. My friends, this is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life. Whenever we come back, we're going to be talking about some of our personal experiences of what has happened to us and how we've seen God move on the street as we share Jesus with others. I'll be right back with you in 31 seconds.
Are you interested in having more access to Pastor Troy's content? Do you ever wish you could watch his conferences again? Are you someone who loves exclusive content? Well, TroyBrewer.tv is exactly that. At TroyBrewer.tv, you can see all of Pastor Troy's exclusive content, podcasts, conferences, and so much more. Be sure to drop by and see everything TroyBrewer.tv has to offer you.
Hello, my friends. Troy Brewer here with my brand new 12-string Breedlove. Oh, man, I'm in love with that guitar. And guys, I call you blessed, man. Welcome to the last segment here on today's podcast, which we air on the Penfold Radio Network and on several other radio stations, including Texas Red Hot Radio, our friends that are listening all over the world. And bless you in Jesus' name. Listen, guys, you can listen to this podcast in its entirety by going to TroyBrewer.com and a whole bunch of other ones. I'm talking with Pastor Steve, and he's with a great move of God called Revive Texas. It's a 50-day endeavor with a vision to reach this region for Jesus. And they don't just come to Texas. They go to all of the states. In fact, this brother is actually here from Ohio, and he's about to share what I'd like for us to talk about, brother, if we could, is, you know, when you're out there, it's in the context of getting out there and getting in the trenches and sharing Jesus that some of the most amazing things in the whole world happen. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's one of the reasons why I still do all of our outreaches, why I still go on all our mission, because I don't want to become the kind of pastor that stays in his office and gripes about everything. Because if I don't have a huge list of things to celebrate, I promise you I've got a huge bunch of reasons to gripe. You know, with all the hate mail I get and all the junk that happens with all of us. So I want to have so many reasons to celebrate, and I want to keep those things fresh. And I want to also, I want to live in a sense of wonder.
Amen.
Wonder is so important to me, to go, dude, Jesus just blew my mind again in a whole new way. And that doesn't happen staying in the house in a comfortable environment, griping and complaining about how mean and ugly the world is. Amen.
Amen.
So you're out there, and so you've been out here actually for 10 days. How many people do you think that you've witnessed to in the past 10 days?
Well, probably a dozen or more, just myself personally.
Right.
Now, we go out on teams of four, and,
right.
and I think that's important to understand because a lot of people have that fear of going out, and what if I'm not equipped? What if I don't have the right things to say? So we go out in fours. I know Jesus said go out in twos, right? He sent them out in
twos.
But
that's two times two. That's all right. It's still twos.
Well, our thought is, you know, if we send them out in fours, two of them won't say anything anyway. So you can stand back and you pray while these two are doing the ministry.
Right on.
And just what you were saying about, you know, the supernatural word.
Yep.
I was taught by a professor of mine years ago that the anointing. And he gave a definition of anointing. Whole class was on anointing. He gave this definition
Come
of
on.
Anointing, okay? That it's the release of the Spirit at the point of ministry.
I love that term. I've never heard that language before.
So think about that for a moment. If we're staying in the church, if we're not going out, if we're not ministering, there's no anointing because it's the release of the Spirit at the point of ministry. So we've got to get outside the walls. We've got to be out ministering so that Spirit can be released. I grew up in a very conservative church, and then I kind of got shifted to a little bit more of the charismatic, and what I began to see then is, you know, people chasing after those signs and wonders.
Right.
Scripture doesn't support that.
Right.
When we're going out and doing ministry, the signs and wonders will follow us.
Right on.
And we've experienced that in all types of ways. Just last night in one of the 10 regions, we've got Dallas-Fort Worth broken into 10 regions. There was a lady they prayed for with a walker, and she ended up dancing out of the hall.
Hallelujah.
Without her walker.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
It doesn't get any better than that. But,
it
you know, that's just the icing on the cake.
It is.
It's the salvation of the heart that we're after. But we've seen all kinds of things, and we walk into all kinds of things. We went out today here in town, and we were to pray for a church. We got to the church. No one was there. We want to bless the church. Sure. We're here not just to bless and pray for people and lead them to Jesus. We want to bless the church.
Hallelujah.
And so in the mornings, we take some time going out to bless the church. And the church, no one was there, so we just started driving around town thinking, well, we'll find someplace. We found a little coffee shop, went in, started doing some ministry in there. One of the guys on our team said, you know, I need to go to that restaurant across the street. Just that's that discernment, right?
Right.
And he followed that the discernment of the Spirit. He headed over there, and his story to us afterwards was he said, walked in, talked to the manager, asked for permission. Is there any, can I pray for you? And the manager was like, not me, but there's someone here that you need to meet. So he introduced him to one of the employees. Of course, it was time for this employee to start work, and the manager was like, you just go spend some time with them right
wow.
now. Last week, a friend of hers was shot and killed. Another one was shot and is in the hospital. And the person that did the shooting was also a friend of hers.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But you know what happened out of that? In middle of crisis, that's when we can meet.
Yeah, that's right.
That's when we meet him. That's when we reach him. He ministered to her. He led her to the Lord.
Yeah. Okay, look, if you're not out there and if you're not making room for Jesus to invade these people's lives, then you're just making room for the devil to come in and in the midst of that despair, just chew them up and spit them out and ruin them. Yeah. And so the importance of the body of Christ, our willingness to be flexible and to meet people where they're at.
Absolutely.
And there's Jesus. I mean, so Jesus knew, man, right there. And then again, the brother, you know, he just hears the Lord speak. It's just like Jesus saying, I must needs go through Samaria.
I love it. I was just, you know? That was in my mind right
and
now.
And I was, you know, the Lord's like, whoa, God just told me I got to go through Samaria. Right on. Well, sometimes God will tell you, you need to go to that restaurant right over there. And I love that. Oh, I have a bunch of those kinds of stories.
I call that the must go mentality.
Okay.
We've got to have that must go mentality.
Amen.
We've got to acquire that. That is not a taste that we have in the natural.
Nope.
And so we've got to acquire that. I must go. I've got to go here. I've got to go there and let the Spirit move us to that place, and He will lead us to the right person. We were in the little coffee shop, and one of the gals that was with us, she walked up to a lady sitting there and started talking to her, and she was having some problems at home. And she said, the minute I asked her if I could pray for her, she broke down in tears.
Hallelujah.
And she said, I needed someone to pray with me today.
Hallelujah.
Now, we'd have gone to that church and we could have gotten in, we wouldn't have been there. So God directed that. That was a divine appointment.
And you know what? It was worth you guys coming all the way to Ohio for that one person.
Amen.
All the way down from Ohio or all the way from Indiana. It's worth, you know, worth all this. One of the things and all the missions. We typically do about one missions trip a month out of Open Door Church. And we have boots on the ground all over the place, but one of the things that I tell people is, number one, come and go. And I invite everybody to go. There doesn't need to be committee approval. Here's what you need, a passport and the money to go, and that's it. My motto is there's not a problem until there's a problem, right? Why? Because love believes all things, right? If there's a problem, I promise you I'll deal with the problem. But if there's not a problem, why assume that there's going to be? So just come and go and just see what the Lord does. And if people are like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm like, you don't need to. You just need to come and go. And watch, because there's a you never knew that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to find that identity until you find Jesus in that place at that moment. And it changes everything. It changes everything.
Amen.
Well, guys, we only have, how much time do we have left, Mr. Bean? I got 1 minute and 45 seconds left before would you just talk, you know, there's potentially millions of people listening right now, Pastor. Would you just spend a $1.30 just sharing Jesus with them and inviting people to know the Lord?
Yeah, you know, our mission here in town is one church, one message, one at a time. I don't know who you are, but you do. And you're feeling and hearing right now the heartstrings being plucked a little bit as the Lord is speaking to you. He loves you. He wants you to know Him. He's calling you home to Him. I just can't encourage you enough. Turn the radio on. Listen to the music in the air. I'm going to start singing, okay? But it's a good old gospel song. Listen, He's speaking to you. There's someone out there that's ready to minister to you. When someone walks up to you and asks, can I pray for you? Let them pray for you. God wants to reach you. God wants to reach you, whoever you are.
Hallelujah. All right. Listen, we got about 30 seconds left before our music's going to kick in, and then we're going to go into the outro part of this. But I would just want to just say thank you. Thank you for obeying the Lord, Pastor. Thank you for being here. And I mean that. I'm not just saying that because it's a cool thing to say. Man, I have such a burden for this region, and I've built churches all over the world, but I'm praising God that God is sending people here, right now.
Amen.
All right, here it comes. It's going to come up in 3 seconds. Wait for it. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there's the drums. Walk, chomp, 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 chomp. Bang. All right, my friends, you've been listening to Pastor Steve. And Pastor Steve, how can people contact you? If somebody wants to contact you, how can they do that?
They can contact me, and I'll give them personally. They can contact me at sharman, sharman, at timetorevive.com.
Okay, sharman with an A-N at timetorevive.com. And how can people find out more information about Time to Revive?
Go to either the timetorevive.org website or go to revivetx.org.
My friends, these guys are probably coming to a region near you. They're sweeping the nation like a brand new broom, and I would encourage you guys to look them up and invite them into your region. Partner with them. Maybe you can think about going on a trip with these guys and taking on hell with a water pistol. Well, my friends, you've been listening to Experience in Real Life, and I have just about a minute and 30 seconds left to remind you that you can listen to this podcast and many others just like it from my friends from all over the world by simply going to troybrewer.com. And whenever you go to my website page, you can find out about all the information about the radio broadcasts we're doing, my orphanages all over the world, and how that we're saving girls out of sexual trafficking all over the world. This last week, guys, we actually liberated our 73rd little girl in the past 14 months, and we have another 52 girls targeted that are absolute slaves. We're going to have to buy them. We're going to have to liberate them. Then we're going to have to house them. We're going to have to take care of them for decades to come. And I'm saying yes to that. And I'm hoping and praying that some of you out there listening will say yes to that as well and partner with me. Now, you can partner with me several different ways. Number one, you can partner with me by simply going to answerinternational.org, and help be the answer. Or you can go to troybrewer.com, and there's lots of different things on there, including troybrewer.tv, which is a video by demand of all of my conferences. And when you partner with that, you get those videos, and you're also helping me liberate little girls. Blessings and peace on you, my friends. I'll see you on the radio again tomorrow. Hello, my friends. Blessings and peace on you. This is Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here at Open Door Church in big time Burleson, Texas, lifelong Johnson County resident. And you know, at this time of year, we all start looking at our purpose. We all start looking at, hey, we might need to reset our dials. We might need to make sure that we're more like a laser beam than we are like a shotgun. And I want to just invite you and yours to come out and join us here at Open Door Church. Open Door Church is growing. We're thriving. You know, we have the Open Door Food Bank that feeds over 45,000 people a year. We have 7 different orphanages throughout the world. We have a national radio broadcast. But more than that, we have a tribe and a community of beautifully flawed people who are just madly in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out and join us this coming Sunday. Bring your family. Bring your issues, bring your expectation, and prepare to lead change. For more information, go to opendoorexperience.com.